Hello, you're listening to News Tribune on Top, the fine print, where we bring you the stories behind the stories. I'm your host, Mia Sanson, here with the latest headlines, newsroom reporter interviews, and a closer look at the stories shaping our community. In today's episode, we'll be covering stories from Tuesday, December 6th, and Wednesday, December 7th. All three stories are written by our city government reporter, Steffi Smith. The first story we are covering is how the city's new $25 parking tickets are meant to encourage compliance, according to the public parking operator.
Yes, hello. So the Jefferson City Council, on Monday, recently, they approved increasing parking fines in Jefferson City to $25 kind of across the board. There are a few exceptions. Obviously, parking in like a handicapped spot will get you a much higher ticket. But for the most part, if you park at a meter or in a timed parking spot for longer than you should, then your ticket will be $25. Previously, it had been $6 for a meter and $8 for a timed free parking spot. They increased it to $25. The city's new parking operator, PCI Municipal Services, they were the ones who suggested the increase after they noticed that Jefferson City was getting a lot of tickets because in some places it was cheaper to take the ticket for $6 than to pay the meter all day. It will go into effect February 1st, according to Molly Bryan, the city's public information coordinator. A lot of people were very concerned because the legislative session begins today, and obviously that brings a lot more people to downtown Jefferson City. And the city is like, they just closed the Madison Street garage and are going to demolish it. And that has 590 parking spots. So we were really concerned about, like, you know, you're suddenly have like way less options for parking and at the same time a much higher parking ticket. But they're giving it a month to kind of make sure everybody knows.
All right, perfect. The next story covers how the Jefferson City Council introduced a bill on Monday to hold an election in August asking Jefferson City voters to renew the city's half-cent capital improvement sales tax.
So the half-cent capital improvement sales tax is a half-cent sales tax, and the city sets aside all the revenue from that to use for capital improvements, which is a lot of infrastructure, but it can kind of be used for sort of anything that might benefit Jefferson City. That includes public works projects, it includes some technology at City Hall, includes parks, public safety, all of those things. And the city has had this tax since the 80s. The city council always passes a resolution, and it's not like super legally binding, but it's kind of to be able to tell voters, like, this is what we plan on using this money for. And it will be a list of projects. The city will try to communicate with residents of, like, if you pass this tax, then we will use that money for these projects. The difference this year than people have seen in previous years is that usually the sunset for the capital improvement sales tax is 5 years. Now, people will be voting whether to extend it for 10 years because city officials and some county officials have said that 10 years would be just a lot easier for the city to kind of do some bigger projects. That way they can know that they'll have that money for a longer period of time. It might help with like borrowing money from the bank.
Security and those longer projects.
Yeah.
Do you see this 10-year being a problem with voters?
I do not think so, because this bill, or the sales tax, usually passes, like, with kind of pretty big margins. I think last time it was 70% to 30%-ish. And because it's been here since the 80s, and the city council always does that list of projects, I think voters have seen that the city kind of follows through on its promises of how they're going to use this money. Like, one of the things from this last cycle was the city said we're going to use money from the capital improvement sales tax, and Cole County said the same thing because it was a joint project to extend Wildwood Drive, and they just did that. So I think people are pretty supportive of the sales tax, and since they're not increasing the tax rate, they're just having it be there for longer, I don't think that people will really mind. If for whatever reason it does not pass, I think the city will have to probably have to scramble on some stuff because that money also goes toward like the roads when they do the annual overlay. And they do like a bunch of roads where they kind of just like overlay the whole street. That is like entirely funded through the sales tax. So I can see some problems, but I don't think the city is concerned.
Did they mention specific projects yet?
Somebody asked about that. Brian Crane, the city administrator, said that they want to hold kind of like public forum things for residents to come and, you know, give suggestions or give ideas for what they would like to see on that list of projects. I don't think they have anything quite yet that they're like for sure going to include.
The last story we're covering today is about how the Jefferson City's new River Market construction is more than halfway done, and according to parks officials, future spouses are already preparing weddings there. Steffi, tell us more.
Yes, the River Market was a big, or is going to be a big project. It's almost done. Rachel Senzi with the city said it was probably about 65% complete. They just added a roof, and they are expecting the River Market to be done in spring. But then the River Market won't be accessible until the street that it will be, that will be leading up to it is going to be Chestnut Street. And they expect that Chestnut Street will be complete in the summer. So people will be able to officially go and visit and use the River Market in summer. Yeah, parks. I asked them what kind of like events, because they were going to be the ones who own the facility and the property and are going to be renting it out. And they said they had like a few different ideas that they've been considering. A big one was weddings in the fall. So they're working on reservation blocks that will include extra time for setup, hosting the events, and then takedown and cleanup. So the wedding venues, they said that would probably be under the weekend package, which is like all day, Friday through Saturday, and it's $1,500 for a weekend package. Other ideas included like maybe moving some farmers markets that already exist in Jefferson City to this new site. So like Lincoln University, and then there's a Cole County group that has that have farmers markets.
Do you know the capacity for the River Market? Like how big is this area?
3,750 square feet.
But I'm sure since it's an open space, there's not necessarily like a capacity.
Yeah, because they will also have like a kind of like plaza space next to the pavilion. They're going to put up, there's like walking trails, obviously, in and out of the kind of farmer's market site. And then they are extending the trail system out from, so people can kind of walk all around Jefferson City and hopefully have access to this River Market.
Nice. Okay, thank you, Steffi. Thanks for being the star of today's episode.
Thank you for having me.
This concludes today's episode. You've been listening to News Tribune on Tap, The Fine Print, a production from the News Tribune. I'm your host, Mia Sanson. For more stories and in-depth reporting, visit newstribune.com, our social media channels, or pick up the latest edition. Thank you for joining us, and until next time.